Good morning, Rain Partners. Welcome to the Monday Morning Motivator, your weekly call to action. Today we're going to dive into a specific way of looking at things. It'll help us get us organized, and it'll get us started in the right direction. And what a wonderful place to do that on a Monday morning. So without any further delay, please welcome to the call Mr. Richard Dolan. Good morning, Rich. How are you?
Hey, Russ, I'm wonderful. Good morning to you and everybody from coast to coast. It's always a pleasure to have so many people, hundreds of our members, our partners, that just dial in every Monday morning, like religion, to just get their shot of get focused and get going. So we really welcome you back, and we're grateful that you're here.
Well, this is call number 51, Rich. Next week is 1 year in the making of this wonderful process we've been going through.
Well, what an incredible journey for me, and I want to say thank you so much, Russ. It's been an honor, so I look forward to our big anniversary coming on up.
I do, too. We have to plan something special, maybe. So everyone who's listening, I guess I'll have to come up with something now, won't I?
Well, you will. Pressure's on you, Russ.
So, Rich, I heard you describe a concept, a way of looking at things to help us get a little bit organized. Maybe if we feel like we're wearing too many hats, or we're just feeling a little bit overwhelmed, you shared a three-step way perspective on something. All three of them started with the letter D, and maybe if you can just share that with us today.
Well, you know, thanks, Russ. And, you know, for a lot of people that we have gotten to know, members from coast to coast, and we know that one of the big great weights, one of the big reasons why people get stuck, one of the great reasons why people, in fact, give up and abandon the climb for their financial futures called real estate resilience is because they don't have time. You know, they're in a state of overwhelm, life is busy, they've got the kids and hockey, and they've got family duties and business duties, and work is pounding them, they've got shift work, and there's just not enough time in a day to really go and get what they want to get done. And so all of a sudden, the conversation around prioritization or calendar segmentation or just simply time management becomes one of the most important yet difficult tasks that people are, in fact, confronted by. This is one of the major reasons why people either quit, give up, or dial back their dreams in real estate and all of what that cash flow and that residual income and that growth of personal financial well-being could, in fact, even mean. And so, to say it in a different way, by way of analogy, consider this. If you were to fly into any airport, you've got always in every airport the function of a mission control, right? A tower. And in there is one person who's responsible for the spacing out and the proper landing and departure of planes. And the margin of error is usually anywhere from, well, as tight as 45 seconds between planes if you're at Heathrow because it's so busy, right through to as many as 4 to 10 and even 15 minutes. But the point is that one person has one task. He wears or she wears one hat. And her or his job is to do one thing. And that's to have people land and take off on time. Now, there's people who support that particular person, and that person is probably got people who will be talking to the ground crew and the landing strip maintenance guys, the gatekeepers and the gate managers, and of course the ticket attenders, and of course the airport itself. The point I'm trying to make is this. The person who's in charge of landing those planes and making sure they depart doesn't wear 100 hats and does 1,000 things. And in life, we find ourselves wearing a lot of hats and doing a lot of things. And so we got to come up with a filter, a way to be able to really determine what's worth doing, what's worth not, and what we can ask for help for. And that's why we call it the three Ds. The three Ds are pretty simple. Number one is you can do it. And doing it is all about, well, just getting it done. Now, there is little flexibility there, right? You know, the notion can be expanded slightly to, like, either do it right now or make a plan of which you will definitely do it later in the day or the week. And this can apply to every single task in life that comes your way. You know, everything from emails to mail to bills to meetings to people to kids to family to your real estate business. You know, you must also qualify the do it or making it do it right and do it properly and by attending to those tasks fully. So this is not a real great way to do it half-assed or doing it copping out. But this is like you either get it done, do it right, or don't do it at all. So doing it is the first filter of looking at the things that you're really compelled to, in fact, do. The second is to ditch it. And ditching it is the opportunity for you to practice being a little bit more ruthless. You know, if you're not going to take advantage of a, you know, once-in-a-lifetime deal opportunity of saving money on your dream holiday offer when it comes through your front door by way of a flyer in your email box, then you're not probably going to be interested in it later in the day or the week. So throw it out. So that ability to, in fact, have the power of ditching the very things that come your way and not having them be of importance is important. So with telephone call interruptions, don't say you'll call the person back or, worse, ask them to call you back later. If you don't have the time to deal with the telephone issues, answer the call and deal with it. And if you don't, manage your calls with your voicemail and either address issues when you can focus on it properly or delegate in unnecessarily distracting messages, guess what? You're not being very ruthless with your time or focus or your degree of prioritization. So you either do it, do it now, ditch it, or the last is delegate it. Delegating it is where you were able to come up with things to do that you may not be equipped to do yourself. You might need assistance to do it. And so there's a point where you get to delegate it to other people. You actually solicit the help of others. You get to, in fact, help others do it for you. But this is the chance that you get to leverage the network you're surrounded by. Leverage the people who want to help, who want something to do. And this is where I fall into this particular trap. It's hard for me to delegate because it might mean that by handing off a certain duty, task, or mission, I have to teach that person or educate them a little bit about its importance or its relevancy or how to get it done. Then when it's happening, I say, you know what, I'll do it myself. Well, guess what? Doing it myself means I'm not going to ditch it. If I'm going to do it, I better do it and do it right. But if I was inclined to delegating it in the first place, guess what's likely going to happen? I'm not doing it anytime soon. So all of a sudden, I got lots of stuff to do, of which many of those things don't get done. And in the realm of real estate, my friends, we often do that. We are already working full-time, yes? You're already paying your bills and saving your money and taking care of kids and families. You've already got enough. Real estate is the second and most dreamt about career for many people who in time hope to make that their central focus. But in the meantime, if you don't make that one of the things you need to do and do it often, do it well, and if you don't eventually do it, you're not going to do it at all. You'll ditch it. Now, hopefully you can delegate it, and that's where you kind of come up with joint venture partners who can actually work with you to getting stuff done. But the point is that when left to actually decide, chances are quite high that if you produce no results, you'll ditch it. And what are you really ditching? Real estate or the results that real estate delivers that actually has you realize your beliefs? And that's what you don't want to do. So giving up on your ability to filter through the tasks at hand, failing to do so is failing to achieve the very reason why you got into real estate. And so there you have it, the three Ds. You're either going to do it, you're going to ditch it, or you're going to delegate it. What a great way to actually take on your real estate career, but what a great way to actually get through life. Honoring the people who ask things of you and honoring yourself and the energy and resources that you've got. You don't have a ton of infinite resources like that. So treasure it, invest it wisely, and get a return on it. Back to you, Russ.
Wow, what a great message to start the week in the right direction. So, Rich, you've built businesses, and you're probably one of the most busiest people I know, and one of the most important things for you is being with your son and being a wonderful father. Mm-hmm. Do you outsource a lot of things? And if so, would you have any tips or strategies on how you find outsource or some of the things you look for when you're trying to outsource something?
Well, that's a really interesting question because you're right. There's only so much time in a day, and as we both travel quite extensively, you know, it leaves very little time to do the very special things that are important to the people that are closest to us. So what's important is that, you know, you want to really make sure that when you do have that time, that you plan what you're going to do in that time very carefully. So that way you're very intentional and you move with some absolute intentionality when you have that time. You're not just floating in space. Also, you make the decision to cut off the distractions that, in fact, drive you away from the very thing of having quality time. But for example, turning off your Blackberries and your iPhones and even the need to actually watch TV or catch up with conversations between your spouse, your partners, or others. But the third most important part, which bleeds back into your question, which is, do you delegate stuff? The reality is that I'm always clearly making lists of the things I've got to get done. So I don't often will look for the reasons to delegate. I often ask for help from my infrastructure around me. So I'll talk to the people in my life, my family, my staff, my friends, and say, hey, listen, can you give me a hand with this or can you give me a hand with that? So getting into the practice of asking for help is far easier, and it's a different way of delegating something. We don't really technically delegate. Like, I couldn't delegate being a dad. What I can do, though, is the stuff I've got to get done, I can ask for some help from the people I work with to alleviate the pressures on my time so that I can have more time to go and spend with my son. And so in that particular case, am I delegating? No, I'm asking for help. So it's a form of delegation. But the reality is that no one's really getting that stuff done always for you. So in terms of being able to surround yourself with people who are capable of doing it, in real terms, back to real estate, for example, for most of the people on this phone call, if you've got things that are holding you back or preventing you from realizing your real estate goals, then why don't you call Rain and find out what stuff we can do for you? It might be cash flow analysis, looking at a deal, helping you write some copy for your ads to attract some tenants. There's things that you could, in fact, perhaps ask for some help, delegate, in other words, to Rain, inside the confines of your membership relationship, and just have us do it. Now, we may not be the quickest to do it, and we may not be doing it the best, but we certainly are a resource for you to leverage, and that's why we're here. So it's not so much knowing precisely where to turn to, it's to turn to the obvious solutions that are already surrounding you. And once you give yourself permission to ask for help, delegation becomes second nature. That frees you up to do the special stuff, like being a dad.
Wonderful. Now, a couple weeks ago in this call series, we talked about values and putting our values on things. So do you run your do it, ditch it, or delegate it through your values filters? Because I know for you, making a difference and motivating and inspiring others is high on your values list. Do you use that filter when you determine what you need to do, what you need to ditch, and what you need to delegate?
Well, I certainly do have a deeper appreciation for my focus. As you know, being a part of the Rain family recently, I'm really only celebrating about a year of being with the company and operating at a management level. And I'm definitely an entrepreneur. I'm an innovator. I'm a deal maker. I'm a deal chaser. And so it's been very difficult for me to make sure that I'm actually only carrying one card and I've only got one focus, and that is to elevate the conditions of satisfaction for membership all across the country and around the world. So as I grow the Rain company and all that we stand for, it's very important that I have a filter for what's relevant and not what's not, what's now and what's never. And so, yes, I do have that filter of do it myself, ditch it, and or delegate it at some level, at some barometer. And so for me, it's been a real important reconditioning of myself. So as an opportunity seeker, it's difficult for me to be in a conversation over dinner with a bunch of NBA players and they say, hey, you know, I've got some money here. I'd love to put it into gold. What do you think, Rich? And as a merchant banker by training, I'm like, geez, I really like to take that, but I can't because I'm really in real estate and this is my focus. Instead, what I get to say is, look, you know what? Thanks for the opportunity. What I'd like to do is refer that to someone I think would really appreciate that. And let me stay as a part of the process to make sure that you get a real excellent customer service level of satisfaction. Are you okay with that? So I'm able to deflect it by referring it, but still being a part of it. So in being able to do that, Russell, by staying close and true to your values, you're really honoring yourself. So as soon as you're clear as to what you want to do and how you're going to do it and the resources that you've got and as limited as they are, you begin to honor your values a little bit more carefully going forward.
Wow. Powerful message. Do it, ditch it, or delegate it. The triple D threat. Hey, Rich?
Absolutely, buddy.
Now, Rich, just as an FYI, I just wanted to wish you and your family a happy Good Friday upcoming this week. Easter is upcoming this week for us, so wanted to make sure you celebrate that. I imagine Mateo is going to have a nice little organic Easter egg hunt around the house and set something a fun experience up for him, won't you?
I will guarantee this, that both my son and I will be suffering by Sunday with some form of sugar coma because we will both have induced so much milk chocolate and Cadbury milk chocolate that we will definitely require medical attention by Monday.
Or it'll definitely be some form of lying on a couch and moaning, won't it? Huh?
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, listen, man, happy Good Friday to you and your family. And, you know, whether you celebrate Easter or Passover or whatever you call that this particular time of year, it certainly is coming down to three things. You know, reflect, rejuvenate, but reconnect with the people that are important to you. So whatever you do this weekend and whoever you do it with, you know, do it well and do it with love. So that's to you, Russell, your family, your beautiful bride and children, and everyone else on the line. So have yourself a wonderful weekend as well.
Well, fantastic. And make sure you tune in next week, ladies and gentlemen. That'll be 52 weeks, 1 year in. I think I'm preparing a greatest hits of the past 52 weeks, what Rich and I are going to touch across some of the best things, you know, like bringing out jazzed and juicy language. And we'll dive into the entire archive and we'll come up with the greatest hits for everyone. It'll be a lot of fun for us.
I'm excited. Yeah. Thank you, Russell.
Thanks for listening, all Monday Morning Motivator participants. If you have any questions, please call the Rain office at 1-888-824-7346. I'm Russell Westcott signing off, wishing you a wonderful week. Bye for now.